Well, the meeting in Rome between President Shimon Peres and Mahmoud Abbas, we've talked about it, and it's an important meeting of prayer, which also includes other religious leaders, Christian, Muslim, and Jewish, in order to try and introduce a sense of renewal in the peacemaking between Israelis and Palestinians. And as a result of that key meeting in Rome at the Vatican, Cardinal Vincent Nichols called for a meeting of the two ambassadors in London, the Israeli and Palestinian ambassadors, to come together to Archbishop's House for a solidarity prayer with Pope Francis and with the Israelis and Palestinians as they try to renegotiate or resume their talks about a possible peace in the region.
How does it work then with regard to a sort of common prayer, if you have Hebrew, if you have Arabic? How does it work?
Well, I mean, each person will pray in his language and in a sense, I suppose, to his own God. But here in London, the beauty of it is that the Israeli and the Palestinian ambassadors read excerpts from the Old Testament and the New Testament, one in Hebrew and one in Arabic, as another sign of familiarity, but also of cultural belonging to the region and the hope that by reading from those biblical verses, they actually tried to find common ground which could then be translated into the more political process for peacemaking.